Hello, this is Donna Riche, aka Language Arts Lady, welcoming you to a bonus episode of 10 Minute Grammar. In this bonus episode, I'm going to be having a little episode between the previous ones, which were about how to write with writing boxes, how to write from a source given to students using a sentence by sentence outline, and how to use a checklist. So you can check out those episodes 25, 26, and 27 at 10 Minute Grammar if you missed some of those writing episodes. And we are going back to our 10 parts of speech. If you've been following Language Arts Lady since the beginning of 10 Minute Grammar, you might remember that the first 10 episodes of this podcast slash broadcast slash videocast were all about the 10 parts of speech in a certain order. And we are going to be going back into those same 10 parts of speech at a next level. So we are going to use the same order that I used the first time through. And I would love for you to have your parts of speech posters in front of you while we go through these next level parts of speech. You can get that for just a few dollars at Teachers Pay Teachers at my Language Arts Lady store, or at my Language Arts Lady store, languageartsladystore.com. And so you can have those in front of you with all of the basics that I went through in the first 10 episodes. You can also, during this week between here, go back in and listen to those first 12 episodes where I introduced and then did each part of speech one part at a time. We are going to do the same order that we did in that. And that order is based on how quickly we can write sentences. So when we teach parts of speech or any grammar at all, if you remember, I preached about this before, and that is that grammar is for speaking and for writing. So when we teach parts of speech, we want to teach it in an order in which students can start writing almost immediately. Secondly, we want to teach parts of speech in an order in which the things that affect each other are beside each other. So we want to teach adjectives close to nouns. We want to teach adverbs close to verbs and so forth. So without further ado, I'm going to give you a little whetting of your appetite for the coming 10 episodes. So we will start with noun markers slash articles again, but we won't just learn those in rhyme and describe when to use the and when to use and when to use a. But we're going to delve much more deeply into those, such as how can we train students to use noun markers as a tool for finding nouns? Why do students sometimes say the and sometimes say the? Then we're going to move into the next part of speech, which is nouns. And when it comes to nouns, we want to learn them early on because they have an effect on sentence writing. But we're not just going to talk about what nouns are. I'm going to give you many tools on how to teach students to recognize a noun when it could be used as a noun, or it could be used as a verb, or it could be used as a noun and it could be used as an adjective. Then we're going to move into verbs, not just any situation with verbs, but how to, of course, teach the main three that I teach, and then also how to teach students to use the strongest verbs in their writing. Next, we'll move into adverbs, which, of course, are right beside verbs because they tell how, when, and so forth about verbs. But we're also going to talk about adverbial openers and adverbs that describe other things besides verbs. Then we're going to move into pronouns, and we're going to really focus on how can we teach students to never use the wrong it's and it's again. We're just going to keep on going down through all 10 of these parts of speech, delving into that next level of teaching parts of speech to students of all ages. I look forward to you joining me for 10 Minute Grammar. Thanks.